Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
Tell me, who has been the biggest influence on your life? Now, today, I'm going to share with you the 10 men that have influenced me the most outside of Jesus and my father. And these 10 men are responsible for over $2 billion worth of sales every single year. And one of them is actually responsible for zero. So it's really nine guys responsible for $2 billion. But these gentlemen are going to build your billion-dollar mindset, your billionaire mindset, so that you're able to be successful in business and in life. Hi, my name is Craig Ballantyne. I'm the host of Early to Rise Radio. And earlytorise.com is a website that I bought 12 years ago from my first mentor, a guy named Mark Ford. Now, just to make things super messy, Mark Ford wrote almost all of his influential books under a assumed name, Michael Masterson. And his number one most popular book is called Ready, Fire, Aim. Ready, Fire, Aim is in the top five business books of people like Alex Hormozi, Ryan Dice, Frank Kern. It's one of the most popular business books, Ready, Fire, Aim. Because Mark has been part of a billion-dollar business, Agora Financial. And what Mark has done over the years, Mark has a crazy story. He started out in the Peace Corps. He started out as a teacher. And then he realized that the only way he was going to get rich was going into business. So he had moved to South Florida at the time. He got involved with a financial newsletter writer and then worked for a couple companies and then partnered with a guy named Bill Bonner, who you'll hear about in a bit. And the two of them built Agora into a billion-dollar business. Now, Mark Ford started Early to Rise in about 2000, and he was writing about health, wealth, and success. He was the first person to introduce me to morning magic time, getting up in the morning, working on your number one priority. He was the first person to teach me about leaving email until later in the day. He was the first person to teach me about the power of copywriting. He just opened my eyes to the power of everything, because he was the first success newsletter that I started reading daily back when I was about 25 years old. So Mark Ford had a tremendous, tremendous influence on my life. So much so that very much like there's this old famous commercial from the 1980s about this guy who liked a shaving company. He goes, I love the company so much, I bought it. Or I love the razor so much, I bought the company. Well, I loved Early to Rise so much that I went and bought the company from Mark in 2011. And that was a life-changing moment for me, because it's allowed me to live my dreams. Mark also taught me about setting fewer goals. So I used to set pages of goals on January 1st. And Mark said what you should do is only set four goals. One for your health, one for your wealth, one for your family, and one for your personal enrichment, which means like your charity work or your personal development. And by narrowing the number of goals, you put more focus into them so that you're able to improve your life. So if you have not read Ready, Fire, Aim, go and read that. It'll help you go from zero to 1 million, 1 million to 10 million, 10 million to 100 million, and 100 million to a billion. Absolutely amazing. The second biggest mentor in my life is a guy that Mark Ford introduced me to. His name was Dan Kennedy. Dan Kennedy is a grumpy old man. He looks like a walrus. And he is the guy who has taught Russell Brunson, Yannick Silver, Frank Kern, so many millionaires. He taught them all about copywriting and what's called direct response marketing. And I went to a Dan Kennedy event in 2007. And Dan's an interesting character because he's, like I said, he's a grumpy old man. And he had a stutter. He was an alcoholic. He had all these things going against him, and he changed his life. And when I went to that event in 2007, he was into harness racing, which is where you sit behind the horse in a little cart and you whip him and you go around the track. And Dan started that at age 45, which is unheard of. And Dan hurt himself. He had just gotten in an accident and he like almost broke his back. And he was at this thing called the Super Conference. And for 3 days, this older man, he was about 55, 60 at the time, with a nearly broken back, stood on stage for 3 to 4 days and did presentations. And he's a remarkable person. And he taught me about sharing my own personal stories in my marketing. He calls it influential writing. He has a lot of books. He has Ultimate Sales Letter, which is a good one for beginner copywriters. He has No BS Time Management, which really influenced the Perfect Day Formula. He has No BS Direct Marketing and many, many books in that No BS. He's the No BS guy. But his most important book to me was Unfinished Business, which was his unfinished autobiography because he wrote it when he was about 50 years old. And it just goes to show you how you can build wealth from nothing. And Mark Ford also was broke as broke can be when he grew up with like five brothers and sisters in Long Island. And Dan, his family went bankrupt when Dan was about 13 years old, and Dan got into Amway and all these things when he was a ugly, dumb kid who had a stutter in Ohio. And he built himself up to be a very wealthy individual. And these American dream stories really inspired me, and they should inspire you today because there's never been a better time to get rich. All the information is from these guys available for free on the internet, on YouTube. You'll get the information from these gentlemen. You'll get the information of people who have read Ready, Fire, Aim and Dan's books and the book reports and all that stuff for free on YouTube. It's all there. And you're getting their wisdom that I paid a lot of money to buy Early to Rise, but I also spent over $100,000 with Dan at his events over the years. The third person who had the greatest impact on me to help me build a billion-dollar mindset was Bedros Koulian. Bedros Koulian is California cool. I made videos on him before. He showed me the power of sales and marketing and being cool and daily emails and speaking from stage and selling in the rooms and high-ticket masterminds. And he was doing this long before so many other people were doing it. And Bedros also showed me how to go from being an introvert to a selective environment extrovert. He helped me become Canadian cool enough to attract my wife. And he always held me accountable. He showed me the power of hardcore accountability. He was my big brother. And I created this one line that people love. You must have accountability to somebody you deeply do not want to disappoint in life. You must have accountability to somebody that you deeply do not want to disappoint in life. That will help you move mountains. That will help you make your first million, first 100 million, your first billion. And so he is one of the greatest mentors to me and a guy who's like my best friend and big brother. And so you should read his book, Man Up. You should follow his YouTube channel. He's over 1 million subscribers on there and on Instagram. And he's growing all of his businesses, absolutely incredible. And the guy, he went from Armenia to America. He was sexually assaulted in Armenia as a young boy, moved with his family to America. He had the immigrant edge and lived the American dream. And this guy will inspire you to the next level. The fourth gentleman on my list that helped me build billionaire mindset is a guy named Matt Smith. And you won't read much about him. You won't hear much about him. He's very low key. He stays quiet in rooms. But he knows a lot of people. He helped a guy named Porter Stansberry build Stansberry Research to a $250 million business. Matt has managed 250 people at once. He's now lives in Uruguay and has a farm down there. And he still is incredibly successful and wealthy. Matt and I were in Tokyo, Japan in 2012. And he was telling me about Bitcoin. And he had just lost like 20 Bitcoin because he couldn't find it on his computer. And so that would have been worth over $1 million at one time in 2021 and worth $1 million now because it's back up to $50,000. But he was the first guy to introduce me to Bitcoin. And he's a guy who knows more, has introduced me to more billionaires than anybody else that I know. So Matt is a strong silent type, and he taught me about the power of management rhythms in my business. The one-on-one meetings, the weekly meeting, and something called War Room, which is a daily meeting that improves your marketing and takes you to the next level. And without him, I wouldn't have made half the money that I've made in my life. So Matt Smith was a powerful expert to me and mentor and big brother to me, who also was the accountability that I did not want to disappoint. And he helped me move mountains in my life. But he also helped me become a better manager of people because I was not when I met him. And he gave me the systems to succeed that every business needs from $100,000 to $1 billion. The next mentor of mine probably never made any money in his life. His name was Epictetus. Epictetus was originally a slave in ancient Rome, and he was very intelligent. So if you're really intelligent as a slave, they kind of give you your freedom so you can be a free person. And the thing is, he just said a lot of things. He was teaching a lot of philosophy that one of the emperors didn't like. So the emperor banished him to Greece, somewhere in Greece, where Epictetus set up a philosophy school that people would travel a long way to go and see. And he was one of the original Stoic philosophers. And if you're a fan of Stoic philosophy, Stoicism, you'll know that Marcus Aurelius is probably one of the most famous Stoic people because he was an emperor of Rome, one of the three good emperors is what they call it in history lessons. And so Marcus Aurelius was probably influenced by Epictetus, who died about 50 years before Marcus Aurelius and was emperor. But Epictetus's teachings influenced me so much that my perfect day formula is basically based on his teachings. And one of the main ones is control what you can, cope with what you can't control, and concentrate on what counts. And whether you're running $1 million business or $1 billion business, those lessons, control what you can. You control the systems in your business. You control your messaging. You control your pricing. You control many things. Cope with what you can control. There's a lot of things that are outside of your control, and you have to maintain calm and don't put too much energy into things you can't control, like traffic or the rain. Instead, focus on what you can control and then concentrate on what counts. Know what really matters to you. Because if you don't know what matters to you, you're going to be off chasing all of these things in life. And I applied control what you can, cope with what you can't control, and concentrate on what counts into the perfect day formula. Control the morning, cope with what you can't control, the chaos of the afternoon, and then concentrate on what counts in the evening. And so that was it. That's $1 billion message, you know, $1 billion worth of stress relief getting off your back, but also to help keep you focused as you grow your empire. The sixth most influential man in my life is a guy named Joel Marion. Joel Marion came to me as one of my coaching clients in 2009. He was a broke, struggling teacher making $42,000 a year. He taught from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m., went home, had a nap, and then worked from about 5 p.m. until 2 a.m., then had another nap and went back to school. And he was working on his online business during those late night hours. And he came to me for coaching. We helped him do a product launch. He made $300,000 in a week. Insane. Almost 10 times his income as a teacher, which then allowed him to quit being a teacher and then go and build a seven-figure business and then move on to building a $100 million business, BioTrust Nutrition. And he worked from 10 p.m. till 4 a.m. So he was the opposite of me. And Joel had this mansion down in Florida that I would go down and visit quite a bit. And I had my own room in the house right beside his office. And I'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go into his room, into his office. And he would look at me and he'd go, nod his head, say, see you later. And he would go to bed. So I was like his reverse alarm clock for sending him to bed. And he proved that it's not about the hour that you get up. It's about what you do with the hours that you are up. It's not about the hour that you get up. So joining the 5 a.m. club is neither necessary nor sufficient for success. You don't have to join the 5 a.m. club. A lot of people who make lots of money and are successful without being early risers. And just because you join the 5 a.m. club doesn't mean that it's guaranteed to make you successful. Joel also never read a book for the entire 10-year period that he built BioTrust. So all those people who say you got to read a book a week and blah, 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 he didn't read. Now, he learned through many other ways. He went to events. He talked to people. You know, if you had a chance to talk to a billionaire, it'd be much better than reading the billionaire's book because you can ask the questions. You can get the real advice that they're not going to put in a book. So Joel taught me that there's a lot of ways to learn the important stuff. He also taught me amazing email copywriting. We did product launches together that made seven figures. He's just an incredible man. And there's nobody that I've ever met who has stayed up 72 hours in a row more times than Joel has. He is relentless. And that was one of the biggest lessons that I learned from Joel is you have to be relentless to get to certain levels in life. The seventh mentor in my life is Bill Bonner. Bill Bonner is the only billionaire on this list. And the funny thing is that Bill Bonner is like the complete opposite of what you think a billionaire would be. Bill Bonner is the man who started Agora. It's a newsletter business. He started it in the 70s. They sell everything from international living, which shows people how to retire around the world, to Early to Rise was one of the Agora companies. And then there's Agora Financial, Stansberry Research, all these things. And they have done $1 billion in revenue every year. And he started luxury vacation places like Rancho Santana in Nicaragua. It was just beautiful. But Bill is so unassuming. He carries the same old duffel bag that he has had for 30 years. Now, Mark Ford's his business partner. And so Mark Ford loves luxury leather goods. And Mark would always have a new leather bag when they traveled. And he'd look at Bill's ratty old bag. And Bill's like 6'4" and would still fly economy. And he does all these things that are so counterintuitive because money doesn't matter. Ideas matter to Bill. Big ideas matter to Bill. He's so well-educated, so well-read. He knows the classics. He knows that he's just so good in economics. But he's also very hands-off in the business. He finds really smart people and supports them as they grow a business that Bill's a part owner of. And it's a different approach. And it's incredible because it is so different. And so Bill's message here to me is always continue to think differently. And Bill reminds me both in look and in thinking of my father, who, you know, they're both bald and they kind of have crazy hair on the side and skinny, tall guys. And my father was a little crazy with his ideas too. Unfortunately, he was never nearly as financially successful as Bill, not even one billionth of financially successful as Bill, but Think Differently was such a powerful message from both of them. The eighth most influential person in my life is a guy named James Hickman, who started his business under the name Simon Black. And he started this business called Sovereign Man. And Sovereign Man helps people get second passports and second citizenship, not obviously second citizenships, but second residencies, bank accounts outside their home country so that they have freedom and they can move around. And he helps them legally reduce taxes, nothing crazy, just legally reducing taxes, like moving to Puerto Rico if you're an American business owner. And so all of these things. And he has just shown me a way of living on his own terms while going around the world and networking with billionaires. And he just showed me, like, if you add value, because he started off as a West Point graduate who was in the Army and just nobody. And eventually he has all these billionaires as friends because he was showing them such valuable information of how to protect their wealth. So that was a powerful message, and James is a pretty cool cat. The ninth most influential person is a guy named Tim Grover, who wrote the book Relentless. And I met Tim in 2018. I spent $25,000 to have him come and speak at one of my events. He did an amazing job. He's relentless as a speaker. He's relentless signing books for all the attendees. His book Relentless, I've read three times. I'm going to go back and read it again this year. And he just taught me, you know, when you get in situations, don't overthink. Because, you know, there was this crazy thing that I've told people about in the podcast before. I was in Zimbabwe. I was standing on the edge of a cliff to jump off. And I just had, you know, I was nervous. And I just remember Tim's words, don't think. And I just jumped. And it was a really cool little, I was safe because I was hooked up to this bungee thing. But I had thought myself out of doing it the day before. So Tim is an awesome dude. He's one of the greatest speakers in the world right now. He's in such great demand. He's all over the country, all over the world speaking. And he's just an awesome, awesome guy. And he was Michael Jordan's trainer. And you got to go read his book, Relentless. The final person on my list is a guy named Joe Polish. He is the most connected person I've ever met in my life. He's connected to Elon Musk, to Peter Diamandis, to Lance Armstrong, to all of these famous people. Danica Patrick was at his most recent event. He interviewed the guy who started Whole Foods. He's connected with everybody that you could possibly imagine in the entrepreneur world. And he's just a cool guy. He used to be a carpet cleaner who was hooked on crack cocaine. What an incredible story. A carpet cleaner hooked on crack cocaine who built a business showing carpet cleaners how to build their business. Then he became good friends with Richard Branson and he expanded into this thing called the Genius Network. I was a member of Genius Network for a while. I spoke on the stage there. He's friends with Tony Robbins and you name it. Joe is friends with that person. And Joe introduced me to my matchmaker who introduced me to this girl, Vanessa, who introduced me to my wife. And so Joe is partly responsible for where I am in my family. But Joe's thing is just always about adding value and being good with people and connecting people. And I go out of my way and do the same sort of thing because that's a path to $1 billion in relationships. You know, I say that everything is easier in life when you know more good people. And Joe taught me that message. So those are the 10 men who had the greatest impact on me who will help you build a $1 billion mindset so that you can grow and build your empire. It's absolute game changer. I would love to hear from you. Who's been the greatest influence on your life? Drop it in the comment below. This is Craig Ballantyne from Early to Rise Radio, and I can't wait to hear from you.